Well, let's talk about something good. Let's talk about helping some kids here. Bring in Bridget O'Donohue from Wisconsin. Hey, Wisconsin, baby doll, boo boo.
How are you?
Now, you are president of Biotech Research Incorporated.
Yes, I am.
And your guys told you to come down here and get on me? Was that what the deal was?
Yes, they did, especially our vice president, Pete Normington. He told me to come down here and tear you apart.
All right, baby, let's finish the show.
Apparently, they need some DNA, some kind of a weird experiment they're doing up there.
He made me work out in a gym like 5 hours a day before I came here to take you on.
All right. Looking forward to it. And I like cheese.
We're the cheeseheads back in Wisconsin.
I hear you, baby. We appreciate y'all listening up there. And, well, tell us, Bridget, about what we talked about this organization that you have for terminally ill and disabled children.
I will, but I'd like to say hi first to my man back in Wisconsin. Pete, I love you, and my children. They've been so generous. They've been sharing their mom with other terminally ill children, and I just want them to know that I love them, and I'll be home in a few days.
That is sweet.
You know, they're wonderful. Basically, what Biotech does is we're affiliated with other organizations like Paralyzed Veterans of America and Benefits for Kids. And what we do is my company manufactures Massive Rack brand feed. And so I service a lot of people throughout the country that own these, land, property, and stuff that have animals on them.
Mm-hmm.
And our hunts are donated by these property owners throughout North America, as well as Canada, Mexico, and Africa. And we even have hunts donated to us by Ted Nugent. And recently, a member of the Ward Burton Foundation even donated us a hunt.
That is cool. Man, we were just talking about when I was up there in South Boston. Got a lot of good stuff up there.
These people are just so overly generous. I guess why I'm here is we never expected to get all the hunts that we did. I mean, they're rolling in daily.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're looking for are these terminally ill children or, children that are disabled that would like to answer their wish and go on a hunt.
So basically, you already got it for free dream hunts, for free hunts for kids, and everybody's stepping up, and you got a bunch of them.
Yes, we
do. So now we just need to know
They've got too many hunts. They've all got to go.
We do. We need some help out there, people. Yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, really.
I mean, so what we need is, if you know of a child or terminally ill, disabled, who would, able to go on a free hunt like that. So we just need the kids.
All we need are the children.
Wow.
And I mean, they're out there, but we've contacted hospitals. My company has contacted, anywhere out there that we thought could help us. You know, we've called people, we've got a website that says a lot about it, but it's just hard to find these special children.
And so what is the website? What is the best way for them to go and let you know about the kids?
They can get right on the website. It's real simple. www.deerfood.com. Mm-hmm. And they could jump right on there, and I'll tell them how to get on it.
All right.
Okay. All right, cool. And we ought to put a link up to our website, too, okay. Randy.
Sure.
TheBigShow.com. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a link if our listeners go on there, then bam, we can just shoot them right over to you.
We'd appreciate it. And also, John Boy, we've got a lot of people that have been sending us emails, and they do not have terminally ill children. And, what they like to do is make a donation. And if there's anybody out there, we want you to know this is a nonprofit organization. No company makes any money on this. We don't do this for advertisement. We do this, for the children, our love for all these children. So if you get on that site, it'll show you what you can do. Even if you'd like to donate a dollar, we could surely use it, and we'd appreciate it.
And we want to know, too, is any type of disability qualifies the children to go?
Yes, it does, any type of disability. I've got a special little story we're going to be writing about a little boy who had brain surgery up in Michigan, and he has epilepsy. And, I mean, we consider that a disability. And we just had a young man, a little boy, he's about the age of 15, that had a heart transplant in Wisconsin. And we brought him down to Missouri, and they filmed it. And Hunting Lease filmed the deer hunt, and it'll be showed on the Outdoor Channel here in about 4 to 5 weeks. So if you'd like to see that, you have to watch for it.
Well, let us know about that again when it comes time.
I sure will. I'll call in and harass you a little bit, John
right.
Boy.
Bridget, that's neat, baby. Well, that's cool. So online at deerfood.com. And then later we'll have the link over at thebigshow.com.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you. Right. Our pleasure, Bridget. Nice to meet you. And hey, the boys back in Wisconsin. She'll tell you all about it when she gets home.
I sure will.
Now get over there and tear him up.
I'm going to tear him up.
Come on, man.